WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It took just 10 hours for Hurricane Milton to intensify from a Category 1 storm to a Category 5 hurricane with 175-mile-an-hour winds. Landfall is expected in the Tampa Bay area late Wednesday or early Thursday, but ABC meteorologist Kenton Jawicki says the biggest danger comes from the expected storm surge.
We're looking at record-breaking storm surge with this hurricane. Tampa Bay and down to Sarasota, you're looking at 8 to 12 feet of storm surge.
Authorities say people should finish any preparations by sundown tomorrow and heed evacuation orders. President Biden's already approved an emergency declaration ahead of the storm. The president took part in a candle lighting at the White House, marking a year since Hamas attacked Israel and killed 1,200 people and kidnapped more than 200. There were ceremonies around the world and in other places. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations like this one at Columbia University in New York. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. President Joe Biden visits Wisconsin on Tuesday. The president will be in Milwaukee to talk about federal investments in lead line replacement. Gwen Walls will be in Wisconsin on Wednesday. She'll be campaigning on behalf of Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Walls' spouse, Minnesota Governor Tim Walls. Gwen Walls is expected to address reproductive rights and efforts to improve conditions for working-class families during campaign stops in Madison and Beloit. And something happening at Camp Randall Stadium on the UW-Madison campus next year that hasn't happened in nearly 30 years. Grammy Award-winning band Coldplay is set to perform there sometime next year. The concert will be the first at Camp Randall since the Rolling Stones played in 1997. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. Sunshine returns and pleasant for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Staying in the low 70s on Wednesday with lots of sun, and temps jump up to the mid-70s for Thursday as sunshine continues. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 63 right now.
99.7
I just wanna use your love tonight. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Kicking off the ride home, another 50-minute music hour. We've got Prince on the way. We'll check in with your Wisconsin sports update here in just a couple of minutes. Big Packer game over the weekend. Huge win on the road. Little momentum, and now we can take that back home in what has been an interesting season so far. Go Pack Go. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Somewhere somehow neither here nor there. Can you help me remember how to smile? Make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know what no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut and dry. Day and night, earth and sky. Somehow at the rain, a little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Runaway train, the track, runaway train burning in my face. Run away, but it always seems the same.
get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find FM Sports.
Major League Baseball playoffs continue today with the American League Division Series. I'm Bill Scott. In Cleveland, the Guardians play host to the Tigers in Game 2 of their best of five. The Guardians won the opener. That's this afternoon. In New York, the Yankees trying to go up 2-0 on Kansas City. That one gets underway at 6:35 tonight. Week 5 of the NFL season wraps up tonight in Kansas City. 4-0 Chiefs play host to the 2-2 Saints. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is scheduled to meet with reporters in Green Bay this afternoon. He said after yesterday's 24-19 victory over the Rams that he planned to meet with suspended wideout Romeo Doubs today and expects him to be back with the team for this week's game against Arizona. Football Badgers also back to work today, getting ready for Saturday's road game at Rutgers. The Badgers ended a 2-game slide by rolling to a 52-6 win over Purdue on Saturday in Madison. The Bucks lost their exhibition opener in Detroit last night, 120-87. They're back home this week. We'll host the Lakers on Thursday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. We'll be right back.
Little Bowie for the Monday ride home. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. If you haven't done so already, download our free app. It is the Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Super easy to listen to Max FM during the workday at home or wherever you happen to be. Or, hey, even if you're just having some friends over, put us on in the background. Sync us up to your smart devices with the free Civic Media app.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Taking a look inside our Max FM Big Deal store right now. One of the things I've wanted to do, which is actually a perfect autumn activity, is a little bit of a painting lesson with, you know, maybe a beverage or two, maybe a glass of wine. Brushes and Bubbly, a $25 gift certificate towards any class for only $17.50 when you shop right now at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And if you're thinking about, you know, just maybe doing some self-care, a quality float spa, also available at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Little Market and More, lots of great businesses at discounted prices. Grab those gift certificates at discounted prices and save before you shop. Again, MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank.
It's time once again for Parktoberfest. This fourth annual event will be happening at the Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This is on Saturday, October 12th from 4 until 9 p.m. Beer Garden will be running during that time. There'll be a meat raffle at 8:30, food trucks from 4 until 9 as well, kids games from 4 until 7 p.m., and then live music by Lights Out Band. That's going to be from 5 until 8:30. Again, this fourth annual Parktoberfest will be taking place on Saturday, October 12th, 4 until 9 p.m. at the new Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. And join the Portage Fire and Police Departments for their 35th annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. This also takes place on Saturday the 12th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Also on Saturday, October 12th, the Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting a volunteer work day. You can find all the details by visiting the Facebook page of Friends of Devil's Lake. This will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Again, detail with all the description of the activities as well as the location to meet will be found on Facebook.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin,
there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 40s. Sunshine returns and pleasant for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Staying in the low 70s on Wednesday with lots of sun, and temps jump up to the mid-70s for Thursday as sunshine continues. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 62 degrees. 99.7
down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
99.7 Max FM.
I've got a secret to throw away.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Again, the big concert news today. Coldplay will be performing at Camp Randall Stadium down in Madison next year. And pretty exciting. Their Music of the Spheres tour continues on in Madison, which they haven't had a live concert at Camp Randall since 1997. And if you didn't see SNL over the weekend, Chris Martin, the musical guest with Coldplay, a pretty funny set of sketches over the weekend if you haven't watched it yet.